Good morning. We are continuing with Adam Hilchos Shabbos, and we finished Klal Lamed Ches. There are more points in regards to the limitations of Mechel Kamemker and associated types of activities which connect to that. We'll come back to that in the later Klalim. So we're going to leave it for then. We're going to move on to the next Klal. Now, the next Klal deals with the Melachos Abayna and Soyser and Makwa Pathish. The Chayadim lumps them together. But he actually talks about Boina and Soyser and Makwa Pathish over the next six Klalim, from Klalim Ates until Klalim Dalet. So it's a long Arichus in the Malachas of Boina and Makwa Pathish and Soyser. So let's understand the Malacha Boina, and then we'll talk about the Malacha Makwa Pathish as an introduction to what we're going to be seeing. Now, the Rambam presents that the Malacha D'Oraisa Boina is building a structure that one can then live in. And there are two toldos of, primary toldos of the Malacha of Boina. One is making an oil, and one is putting together pieces to create a keli. So Rishon Zalman and Eben Ozel explains, like we just said, that the primary malacha, the av malacha, has two aspects to it. In the Mishkan, the way it was put together was they put the krushim together, and they created a structure which one could then be inside. So it wasn't putting the pieces together to then use the item which was then constructed, built. Person puts together pieces and makes a kli, but rather it was a function of being a building for some to contain something. So the Abalocha has an aspect of putting pieces together, and it has the aspect of creating a dwelling where the area this inside could be used. An oil has the aspect of creating a dwelling which the area inside could be used, but it's not put together by pieces. It's one large cloth which is being spread out, or it could be a case where it's one large cloth being spread out. So it doesn't have the aspect of combining pieces to it. The kli, on the other hand, has the aspects of taking pieces and putting it together, and the final result is you made a kli. It's only a toldo, because once you make the kli, it's not a dwelling that one then goes inside, but the person then uses the kli for whatever function it might be. So in general, the difference between an av and a toldo, we discussed this way back when, that a toldo parallels to the av in some aspect, but not totally, and therefore it's not an example where it's a parallel malacha. We discussed the malachas of Bishul and Afia. They're different. The function is different, but they parallel each other so strongly that we look at it as two aspects of the same av. Over here, they parallel the av somewhat. And in one significant part, they do not parallel the av. So we look at that as a toldo. On a practical level, until Mashiach comes back, we're not going to make an afkin to an av and a toldo. Both an av and a toldo are in Siddharaisa. Chiyav Chatas. Mashiach comes, and the person who's been keeping track of their Chilul Shabbos, Bishoygeg, and he's going to bring Chatos. When you have an av and a toldo, which are done in the same shkaga, in the same forgetting, so you only bring one korban for the two together. So if a person 1 week forgot that it was Shabbos, and in that time, where he forgot that it was Shabbos, he put up an oil, and he built a building, and he made a kli, he'd only bring one chatas. If he does it over multiple Shabbos, forgetting different things, so he would be chayav two korbanos. Same way, if he does the same av twice, he's chayav two korbanos. person forgot about Shabbos 1 week, Chas V'Sholom, and lit a fire, and then 3 weeks later he forgot again and lit a fire again. It's the same malacha, but it's two different shkagas, two different forgettings. He brings two chatos. So that which you say that Avin told him, only bring one korban, is talking about a case where they're both occurring in the same halama, the same helam, that they're both with the same forgetting is generating both at the same time. Then he only brings one chatos. Had it been different malachas, it would bring two chatos. So that's the basic concept of what defines something as burnup. These two aspects. We'll clarify where Makor Pathish fits into the picture in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.